from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspic. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Coming up on today's show, we'll talk about the Giants' 5-3 loss to the Padres at home. Just a brutal stretch of play here that is pushing the Giants to the brink of being out of contention. And really, most people probably consider them already out of contention. So the Giants lost, but it was an important date because Mauricio Dubon made his Giants debut, not his major league debut. He had two previous plate appearances with the Brewers. So we'll talk all about that. The state of the Giants starting rotation, another really rough start for Derek Rodriguez. But first, their record with the loss, the Giants fell to 65-68, 21 and a half games back in the West. They're kind of on the brink of elimination here in the National League Western Division. Giants fell to 7 games back in the wild card race. They have a minus 55 run differential, and their record at home is just 29-36. So that ultimately looks like it's going to be their undoing. They are currently 4 games over 500 on the road, but 7 games under 500 at home. And it's just really hard to have a good season when you're playing under 500 at home. That being said, it's definitely worth repeating that I did not expect this Giants team to contend at all for a playoff spot this year. So the fact that they made things interesting for July and the first part of August really should be considered a victory for Farhan Zaidi and the Giants front office and for the players and coaches as well. And so if they do fall a little bit further behind, it starts to become about evaluating for the future and then about Bruce Bochy being in his final month as manager of the Giants. So even if the Giants fall out of contention, things are going to remain really interesting in the last month of the season. But just a little bit of numbers about how hard it will be now for the Giants to catch up and make up 7 games with only 29 remaining. The Cubs, who currently hold that second wildcard spot, could go 14-15 to get to 86 wins, and the Giants could go 20-9 and only get to 85 wins. So the Cubs can be 1 game under 500, and the Giants could go 20-9 and still finish below the Cubs. So that's why I say the Giants have to go on an incredible run here if they want to have any kind of chance. Fangraphs has the Giants' playoff odds down at 0.2%. So yeah, we're talking about like 1 in 500 odds, so very small at this point in time. So Mauricio Dubon was in the starting lineup, batting 8th and playing 2nd base. So that was a great sight for Giants fans and just a breath of fresh air for the organization to bring in the Mauricio Dubon era. Now, I must say that everybody is pronouncing his name wrong, calling him Mauricio Dubon. And it is actually Dubon. There is an accent over the O. And he even confirmed with KNBR's Mark Sanchez that it's pronounced Dubon. So hopefully at some point the Giants, you know, put an accent on the O on his uniform and or tell their announcers and Rennell that it's pronounced Dubon. So anyway, he made an impressive play in the 2nd inning. He was covering the base on a stolen base attempt, and there was a ground ball to his right that actually was on the shortstop side of 2nd base. But since he was running to 2nd to cover the base, he was able to make a quick athletic dive on the ball and fielded it cleanly and threw to first, and it was in the dirt but dug out by Brandon Belt. So it was an impressive show of range for Dubon on that play in the 2nd inning. The next batter, Luis Urias, hit a little flare to right field that Mike Yastrzemski made another incredible play on, diving catch that saved a run. So Giants were looking good there on defense in the top of the 2nd. Two really impressive defensive plays on back-to-back hitters. But then starting in the 3rd inning, it started to unravel for Derek Rodriguez, who ended up going 5 innings, allowed 5 earned runs, 8 hits, 3 strikeouts, 2 home runs. So, you know, just a few weeks ago, people were making excuses about why he was struggling, saying that it was because the Giants were shipping him back and forth between the minors and the majors. But in reality, the reason he got sent down was because this was the way he was pitching when he got sent down. So I've said it before and I'll say it again. I just cannot stand it when we make excuses and try to blame like the front office for their decision, for their decisions when the play on the field is really what's to blame. Rodriguez has a 5.49 ERA on the season with a 5.53 fielding independent pitching. So those numbers are pretty much identical, which means that the outcome, the 5.5 ERA, is deserved. Strikeout rate is a minuscule 14.4%, and he's allowing 1.7 home runs per nine innings, which is just really high as well. So they're not going to be able to succeed if they're getting this kind of production out of a couple of spots in their starting rotation. They just really need starting rotation help, and that's why on yesterday's show, we talked about the free agent starters who are going to be available in the offseason, and I think the Giants are going to be very big players in that market because right now their starting rotation is very much a weak spot. So anyway, he gave up 3 in the third and 2 in the fourth, and it was 5-0, and that was pretty much all she wrote. Coming up in the second half of the show, we'll talk about how the Giants got their 3 runs, we'll talk about Mauricio Dubon's first major league hit, and we'll preview these three games over the weekend against the Padres. The NFL season begins next week, which means Crossover Wednesday will be back. For the entire regular NFL season, you will get a special episode every Wednesday as the hosts from opposing sides meet up to preview the excitement of the games happening that week. Find your favorite team wherever you get your podcasts and be sure not to miss the NFL listeners' favorite segment. We talk about baseball performance all the time on this show, but what about performance in the bedroom? That's right, BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew is the first chewable with the same active FDA-approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. They can be taken anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Yes, I actually know someone who has tried this product and they have extremely positive things to report about its effectiveness. The best part about Blue Chew is that it's prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so there's no more visit to the doctor's office, waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness around this topic. Blue Chew is made in the United States and prepares and shipped direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit www.bluechew.com and get your first shipment free when you use special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB, and try it. It's free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Okay, as promised, here in the second half, we'll talk more about how the Giants were able to come back a little bit. I like the look of their bench in this game, and they had some impressive pitching performances from their bullpen. So we'll get into that and then preview these three games over the weekend between the Giants and the Padres. So Brandon Belt hit a splash hit in the bottom of the fourth, and in the bottom of the fifth, Dubon got his first major league hit. He went the other way on a fastball away and lined it to right field. Probably could have stretched it to a double, but the Giants were down 5-1, and it didn't really make sense to try to be super aggressive there. But good for him to get that out of the way. Giants then had runners on the corners, and they went with Austin Slater as a pinch hitter with one out, and he struck out. So that was a big strikeout for Slater. So then we got an impressive showing by the Giants bullpen. Yandel Gustave once again pitched 2 clean, scoreless innings. On the season now, he's thrown 16 and a third innings in only 13 games, so often going multiple innings. And he has a 2.20 ERA, a 2.85 fielding independent pitching, but then the expected fielding independent pitching is much higher at 4.67. And that has everything to do with him not allowing home runs. He hasn't allowed any with the Giants. So that's obviously not going to last. And what that number is saying is once he starts allowing home runs, assuming a league average rate of home runs, that would be the expected earned run average. But the projections have him allowing less than a league average amount of home runs. So maybe we shouldn't expect it to be quite that high. But obviously, I think the 2.20 ERA is unsustainable because once a home run happens, which nobody allows zero home runs, then those numbers are naturally going to go up. That being said, been very impressed with just the way he's filled up the strike zone with an impressive fastball for the most part and just been able to make hitters look a little bit overmatched when he's out there. So very intrigued by what Gustave has provided to the Giants in 16 and a third innings this season. Fernando Abad then pitched a scoreless eighth, and the Giants had a rally going in the eighth inning, but it ultimately fizzled out. Evan Longoria batted against a lefty with the bases loaded and no outs, down 5-1. So the Giants got the tying run to the plate with no outs, getting a favorable matchup late in the game, and unfortunately, Evan Longoria grounded into a double play. It scored a run, but then there were two outs, and Alex Dickerson faced the same lefty, so they lose the platoon advantage there, and he lines out to right field. So Dickerson has continued to struggle since going on the injured list. I do think just giving him consistent at-bats, he'll be able to come out of it and show that what he did early on was not a fluke. I think that there's real talent in there. He's just got to get consistent playing time for us to see it come out. But him getting injured and then going cold has definitely played a big role in the Giants struggling here the last several weeks. In the ninth inning, the Giants got a strong inning from Sam Coonrod. It was just really impressive, throwing 98 or higher with good movement and location. Ended up throwing a perfect inning with two strikeouts. Giants tried to get a little rally going in the bottom of the ninth, but the 20-year-old Andres Munoz just overpowered them with his high 90s, low 100s fastball and devastating slider. So this kid looks like he's going to be a force with the Padres for years to come. So get used to Andres Munoz being a really dangerous reliever for the Padres. With two outs, Brandon Crawford drew a walk, and then Stephen Vogt doubled on a 100-mile-an-hour fastball that was in. He pulled it to right field and doubled, which scored Crawford and brought Solano up to the plate representing the tying run. Solano hit a ball that looked like it might squeak through the infield, but it ended up not being hit hard enough, and the shortstop Urias was able to make a play and throw him out, and that was the game. So coming up tonight, the Giants will have Madison Bumgarner on the mound against Dinelson Lamet. Giants then have Logan Webb against Joey Lucchesi on Saturday. Lucchesi is a lefty. And then Tyler Beede against Eric Lauer on Sunday. So two lefties. So we'll see Dubon in there. We'll probably see Solano as well, maybe with Crawford having a day off or two. We'll probably see a lot of Joey Rickard over the weekend and Austin Slater as well. So I'm liking their right-handed lineup more now that Dubon is in the mix. And really, the Giants absolutely must take two out of three at least. And really, I'm leaning towards they have to sweep these next three games if we want to come on Monday and not declare that the season is essentially over. So anyway, we'll be back with another episode on Monday talking about these three games and talking about who gets called up. September call-ups happening on Sunday. The Giants are allowed to call up to 15 additional guys as of this Sunday. So we'll definitely expect the Giants to call up a bunch of guys, Jalen Davis being one, and there are several others as well. Chris Shaw, who had a monster game for Sacramento yesterday. So we'll talk all about whoever gets called up and the three games on Monday. Remember, to get this show every single weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter, @Cove_cast. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again on Monday, and until then, we'll see you next time.